Consent?
Wonderful. It looks like we'll have to put the minutes on hold this month, based on the attendees we have this month versus last month, so we'll revisit those in August. So that brings us to liens, which are we? Okay.
Okay, so for resolution number 2024 C10028, staff recommends this board authorize the director to place liens upon the properties listed in Exhibit A for unpaid trash, junk, and debris cleanup and abatement costs incurred by the department. Under Chapter 361 of the revised code, BNS is responsible for the inspection, abatement, and enforcement of environmental public nuisances. When a property owner does not correct a violation, the city enlists a contractor to abate the nuisance. And in the event the city's abatement and cleanup costs are unpaid, the city shall place a lien upon the property. This trash lien certification represents 64 trash violation cases with a total owed of $34,539.33. The cases reflect outstanding fees past 30 days as of July 25th, 2024.
Any questions for Carly?
Yes.
I will hear a motion to thank two. I can't say words today. motion to approve C10028.
So moved.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Awesome. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right. Next, Carly, once again, for Ivy Congrats.
For resolution number 2024 C10029, staff recommends the board authorize the director to place liens upon the properties listed in Exhibit A for unpaid high weeds and grass, mowing, and abatement costs incurred by the department. Under Chapter 575 of the revised code, BNS is responsible for the inspection, abatement, and enforcement of environmental public nuisances. When a property owner does not correct a violation, the city enlists a contractor to mow the property. In the event the city's abatement costs are unpaid, the city shall place a lien upon the property. This high weeds and grass lien certification represents 318 mowing cases with a total amount owed of $122,749. The cases reflect outstanding fees past 30 days past due as of July 25th, 2024.
Thank you, Carly. And we called on these because of property tax season.
These are the first round that we've had invoiced for the year.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense.
And mowing season started mid-May, I want to say.
Gotcha. Okay. Any questions for Carly?
I see here there's one property owner that has about four different properties where actually more, four, five, six, seven properties that they own that they're not maintaining the grass. In that circumstance, what can be done besides putting a lien against them?
Can I speak to that? Just to clarify, if the lien goes unpaid, for I believe it's two tax years, then the property can be sold as a tax sale
auction,
and so ultimately that's how that's the mechanism by which that property can be transferred into more responsible hands.
Okay, thank you. I move that we accept the liens as presented.
All right, there's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Alright, resolution C10029 was passed.
Thank you.
Alright, now Kelly Diamond is not with us today, so Jacob Miller will be assuming C10023.
Good afternoon. On resolution 30, staff recommends that this board approve and authorize the director to enter into three new 1-year professional service agreements with licensed veterinarians, Drs. Joseph DeBroda, Denise Katz, and Lindsay Fredericks, $10,000 each.
So just a little context on this. Our veterinarian has put in this notice for like a month. He's just having to move on to different things. And so this is kind of a nice stopgap to make sure, well, we do have contracted medical partners for things like spays and neuters, and obviously emergency services having these contracts, so we know we can have veterinary services in the shelter as well, just to help as a stopgap. But we are talking to you, potential veterinarians who are interested in coming to the shelter. Okay. Just will these veterinarians be able to, just since we've had an issue in the past with supervision, will they be able to be if there's a gap in when you hire a new one, will they one of them be able to be on call or like if there's a question?
I think yes.
I think yes.
So I think the idea is that we have. By having three, we have shared coverage every day in some capacity.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that obviously then we have some on call to have those questions.
Sure. Okay.
And we also rely on Purdue very heavily. We reach out to them when we have questions, and we have other just peer veterinarians that we reach out to support for these impacts as well. All right. Any other questions? If not, is there a motion to entertain C10 030? Okay, now there's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. C10-030 has passed. Thank you, Jacob. All right. One of the fastest ones yet. We have 7. All right. with no other business to come before the board, we will be meeting again in this room, 260, August 22nd, from 3 p.m. This meeting is adjourned.